Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on LanzarotteMix.net, LanzarotteMix.com, locally to Playa Blanca 107.6 FM. We're in the studio in Residential Laura, the sun is shining and we've got a full team for the hour today that we're spending. I'm Robin North and I'm joined today by...
Phil Hopping and Rick Easton.
Nuria Rojkasaris.
Get it out from between you.
So there you go. It's programme 448 in the current series, this is the last programme for certainly the last programme in August, and it won't be anything in September. We'll start again.
I think our producer needs a break.
I need to lie down.
I would say, can I join you, but that sounds so wrong.
Why?
Bueno, voy a cambiar de tema. Bienvenido al programa Mix a través de 107.6 online, lanzarotemix.com, lanzarotemix.net. También estamos aquí en directo desde Residencia Laura, aquí en Playa Blanca. El cielo está azul. Estamos aquí con ustedes para la próxima hora. Y hasta septiembre nos volvemos a ver. Entonces aprovecha que estamos aquí hoy.
Did you say that? She just went, "Oi."
I know. I heard that.
So what we're doing now is...
Michael's looking at his present.
Sarasuka Hamida, Tarahuka Hamida, Sarangaya Mickey Easton, Sarasuka Hamida. That's happy birthday in Korean. Cumpleaños feliz, cumpleaños feliz. Te deseamos todos. Cumpleaños feliz.
That means I've only got 6 years. If it's 1945 when he was born, I've only got 6 years before I'm 80.
But you see, as my dad says, you're not 80, you're 4 times 20.
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah.
That'll do for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable to me.
It sounds nicer to say it's my fourth time being 20.
It's just like it.
Yeah. He's got his fit and relaxed
Lycra
shirt on.
Lycra.
Yeah, well, yeah. As long as it says... M as in men's, not as a reverse as a woman. I'll never get over him in the studio wearing those women's leggings. And he thought that was a little bit tweet.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yes, I do.
Me and Sarah just could not stop laughing when we realised you'd bought women's leggings in Decathlon.
And I was absolutely insistent they weren't.
You were
absolutely insistent.
And we were trying to tell you where
the triangle.
Yes, exactly. Triangle, there wasn't to be your banana hammock. It was there for to stop women having camel toe.
Yeah, but he had it in his ass.
He did. Well, for our listeners, it is our wonderful Mick Easton's 80th birthday today. Officially.
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 Yeah. Yeah, we all went for fish and chips last week.
Yay!
Yeah.
Did you know they were going?
No idea.
We'd said nothing during the programme, if you remember.
We didn't.
Well, this morning, apart from what's happening on bloody Facebook, I was at the gym this morning and I did... Well,
an ordinary day.
Yeah, except I've got presented with... I'll have to show you. It won't work on radio, so I'll show you afterwards, but they've brought me like a complete doctor or nurse's outfit of instruments, like stethoscope and all that, a toy stuff.
Okay.
And all. Another bag full of plasters and other bits and pieces.
I think that will be the best present for you.
Yeah, they should have bought you 2 bags of plasters.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we had a Costco's here, we would just buy a Costco's pack of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that happened this morning.
Very good.
Yeah, there's plaster, there's all sorts of stuff.
Yes, your wonderful godson has been sort of stirring things behind the scenes and telling me and saying, so unfortunately I was teaching and working and I tried to switch the classes last Friday, but it was at 6:30 And he says, well, you know, he doesn't know anything, but I'll let Jean know that the boys are going. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was fine. Yeah, fine. Absolutely fine.
Well, I waited for him to turn up. I was the first there.
So, yeah, but you usually are.
So you missed having a very rich cake, half of which is out there, on top of fish and chips, which wasn't really a good idea.
Well, I couldn't eat anymore.
That cake would last from 1 week to the next.
I'm not convinced either, but no. I'll try it out on these two first.
You're not trying it out on me.
No, you're not trying it out on me. 1 week old cake? Nah. Nah, 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 nah.
How are you feeling, Stu?
Oh, that good.
Well, I've got a wonderful eye injury.
How did you do that?
Sissy. Well, I, as one does, I don't have a mirror at work. There's a lot of dust around. Right. The bathroom doesn't have a mirror. One doesn't need it. So, of course, I was with finger just sort of, because it felt like an eyelash in there, and I knew it was dust. I got home.
So you were fingering yourself?
I was fingering my eye. Yeah, eye. And I got home, and there was a lot of dust there because they're at the finca in front of my house. They're starting some work on it. So, of course, I was just...
Next to the donkey field?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, so I was just there like that. And then when I went to bed, brush my teeth, I looked and I thought, ooh, and it was just like a blister underneath a bubble.
Oh.
But like you take like warfarin or something? I have
Similar.
Yeah, I have a blood disorder called factor 11. So my blood is 50% thinner. So it's a form of haemophilia. So, of course, it spread. So the next day, because it was all sort of itchy from the dust, I went to the pharmacy. Well, they demanded I go to emergencies. Then the doctor decides that I'm in the midst of having a stroke because the three readings all over the shop, but I'm hypertensive. So she wants to send me, she's going to call an ambulance to send me because it looks like I'm having a stroke. So I said, do you want to calm down first? Look at my records, I'm not hypertensive. I've literally just run from the pharmacy here because I was told that I'm having a stroke. Or potentially having a stroke because of the eye. I'm telling you, my eye just has a... Can you see out of your eyes? So right now, no, you've taken off my glasses. I can't see crap. So she was saying, I don't know why you're joking about this. You're at an opportune age. So how many units of alcohol have you drunk today? I said, zero. How many do you usually drink? Zero. I'm your doctor, be honest. I said, I am, I don't drink. How much do you smoke? I don't smoke. So no, wouldn't have it. The fact that it was just, obviously, you know, when you scratch a cornea and things like that. Yeah. So she says, well, that's it. You're going to, and then she gives me drops. Read the prospectus. If you've got a scratch, ulcer or hemorrhaging of the eye, do not use.
Well, which centre, was the centre of Saloui? Oh, but Tinapa. Thank God I don't go there.
Well, mind you, look at Colin. When he was in the hospital, they didn't read his record and they gave him medication and stopped his heart for 17 seconds. If the nurse hadn't been in the room checking the flow of the suero and gone out, they would have found him dead. And then they would have put it down to a heart attack. So the same, when I twisted my ankle, they put down there any allergies and they put no. They don't read your record. Guy. You know, back in the day, you used to wear a bracelet to say if you're diabetic or epileptic and things. I think we're going to physically have to be carrying a paper. Because if I go to the hospital unconscious and they were to give me general anaesthetic or something, it would kill me.
One of the first things that you look for when you attend an incident as a ambulance personnel, you're supposed to look for anything that might be... Medicare.
Well, those of us like that have got iPhones, I don't know how it works on Androids, but say if you can't know the password or anything in there, the ambulance would swipe up, if I go back out again, they would swipe up and it will go down and say emergency on there. And then a lot of them train and it's got your medical ID, so it has all your informe. A lot of the ambulance crew here are aware of that if they find a phone. Because usually, I don't know if you guys do it, we've got a thing called ICE in case of an emergency. So in case of emergency, is there on the system if they need to call somebody?
No, that's pretty good. Probably the only thing that recommends an iPhone.
Well, no, I think your Android should have it. But if you don't, if you do have any intolerances or allergies, where time is of the essence, if an ambulance finds you collapsed unconscious, then do carry either with your phone a document or something, because I've had to print mine off now, not trusting the system here to do the right thing. Because if you, like with my brother, if you were to collapse, the protocol is they put this little tablet under your tongue, like a bit, if they think somebody's had a drug overdose, the thing, narcotic thing that they put up the nose to try and revive them. But if you've got an allergy to that, you're going to kill the person.
Is that cocaine?
No, that's what started it. Plenty of that on the island for sale.
Well, not so much, because they keep finding it, don't they?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Mm. How they keep finding it. Mm. Yes. Keep finding all these ringleaders. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Mm. Mickey, come on. What time were you born? Do you know?
Not a clue.
Ah, interesting.
No, I haven't had a clue. I don't actually remember.
You don't remember coming out and going, hello?
I don't even remember my childhood.
Yeah.
Can you not?
No.
What's your first vivid memory then?
Going on holiday to the Isle of Wight with my parents.
What age?
Fishing. I don't know. About this tall.
Oh, that hasn't changed much. Half, yeah. Yeah, 20.
No, I don't. I'm trying to put it all behind me, actually.
What, going fishing?
No, everything.
Or being that height.
It is behind you, Michael.
It is, yeah.
The past is always behind you.
Well, that's true, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to learn from the past, but you head forward.
Anyway, for Mara.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's big things happening.
Big things happening. It's going to be busy, busy.
Party.
Because it's the end of summer, somebody says.
It's the biggest party, is the Famara one. And let's see how much they spend, because it's just been discovered that Arrecife spent $749,000 and bringing Alejandro over for a concert.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? They can find money for that.
Yes.
But they can't find money to look after people here.
Thank you.
Anyway, daytime dance tomorrow if you're into that.
Daytime dance? What sort of dance do you do?
They call it daytime, but it's actually 1600 to 0200.
Well, it starts in the day.
That's tomorrow. Sunday's the big day, really. It's the water-themed dance.
There's no foam party or anything
Very similar. So if you're thinking of going over there, I would suggest forget parking anywhere near the beach. You'll have to park miles away in the town to stand any chance of getting in. There are buses. Saturday they start at 1500 and they run throughout until...
From where?
From different parts.
Different parts, but mostly the Arrecife big terminal.
Yeah. Well, you've got to get to Arrecife first.
Yeah.
No, but there's different areas that they pick up. I must admit, the Famara party, I would say, is probably the more wholesome one out of all of them. And it's
what,
very
no
good.
Sex on the beach?
Oh, there's plenty of that. Count 9 months now. September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. Boom!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's very busy. Very busy. But buses...
As my stepdaughter can attest.
Saturday from 1500 to 0100 to get back, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then tomorrow, Saturday's a bit strange. The water party's a bit strange.
That's on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's where the port area is, and they do a big foam party, and they have huge inflatables there and lots of that.
Well, the last bus back is 1930, which I think will leave a lot of people stranded over there.
No, because it's the last day of the festivity, and it's more for children, that water party. So it's that's why the last bus is there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just come in.
Oh, so there'll be less sex on the beach.
Well, not, we're talking children here, minors. It's just come through here.
Yorkshire miners,
yep. Coal. Our ex-president of the Cabildo and ex-mayoress of San Bartolome, Loli Coruja, lost her mum early this morning at age 76. Quite a formidable woman was Edovigas was her name. It's not a name I've ever heard before. And when it was told to me, I was like, wow, that's an unusual name, Edovigas. Never heard of it.
And the ex-mayor of Aria died this week.
Mr. Santana. Yeah.
What's this, an obituary program?
No, but she is the ex-president and she is the ex-mayoress and it's daughter, mother, and only young, 76. So
And he was a mayor, I think.
He was the ex-mayor, yes. Yeah. He was heavily involved in politics. Yeah, Juan
CC,
Santana.
I think.
I don't know if it was CC. Was he Coliseum Canaria?
I think so.
Juan Santana?
I might be wrong.
I don't know. Don't know.
We really need to find out what the standings are of the political parties, because
we've got a new one. We told you that started up. Yeah. That's supposed to be more involving us.
Yeah, but you still don't know who's to the left, who's to the right,
because
who's to the centre.
Because they change over.
Oh yeah, well that's true. They decide what they want as soon as it
suits
themselves.
And Robin was correct. He was the president of Coalición Canaria in Lanzarote. Yeah. So he was named president of honor. So he wasn't the president of our cabildo, but he was bestowed that honor after he was 81 years old, passed away in his home. He'd been ill for quite a while, but he was born in Magueth. And then obviously was in Gran Canaria and other places. He also, for a long time, was director of the school San Juan in Aria. And then, yeah, his wife passed before him. He has two children, and he was the mayor. He was the mayor between 1971 and 83.
All right. And his children must be in the 50s, I guess, or even older.
Even older, I would say. Yeah, probably mid-50s upwards.
Strange how we always regard them as children.
Does it? Well, you have two girls. Regardless of their age, as our Stew would state, you know, it doesn't matter how old the age that I am, to my dad, I'm still a girl.
Yeah, okay. That's true. Mm. Yeah, both of mine are in the 40s now, so there you go.
And how was your family trip, Stu?
Trip?
Yeah, well, they're holiday here.
Oh, yeah.
They're still here?
Yeah, they're still here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're, fine.
He's exhausted.
Yeah.
This is true. Anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have a bit of music, okay?
Tiene un cañón de alegría disparando en los ojos, y todo aquel que la mira se llena de amor. Es el ángel de la guarda para los demonios. Le juro que no le exagero, todo es corazón. Tiene la vida más vida si la tiene cerca. Es el paraguas, no te baila el agua sin más. Tiene la risa que alivia todos los problemas. Es esa palabra que escucha cada suspirar. Es una vela encendida porque si hay un día en la oscuridad, vierte un ratito la herida, por eso es mi amiga para bien y mal. Qué bonito es saber que siempre estás ahí. Quiero que sepas que voy a cuidar de ti. Qué bonito es querer y poder confiar. Afortunado yo por tener tu amistad. Es la orillita del agua vencida que rompe. Cuando se pone valiente no sabe frenar. Tiene miedo a la gente, lucha en el desorden. De la justicia canalla por la libertad. Es una vela encendida porque si hay un día en la oscuridad, vierte un ratito en la herida, por eso es mi amiga para bien y mal. Qué bonito es saber que siempre
siempre estás ahí. Quiero que sepas que voy a cuidar de ti. Qué bonito es querer y poder confiar. Afortunado yo por tener tu amistad. Ella no supo qué hacer cuando la derrotaron. Ella aprendió de las lágrimas, harta de llorar. Por ello tiene ese brillo y el grito de un faro. Es el paso para el caminito perdido a encontrar. Qué bonito es saber que siempre estás ahí. Quiero que sepas que voy a cuidar de ti. Qué bonito es querer y poder confiar. Afortunado yo por tener tu amistad.
That was Manuel Carrasco, Que Bonito Es Querer.
How beautiful it is to love.
And it is, that's very true. Mm. If everybody put their heads together and loved each other in this world, there wouldn't be any need for wars, there certainly wouldn't be any need for Donald Trump. And there wouldn't be any need for lots of other things.
Well, just to let you know, it's come into force on the 27th of August now. Anything that you send to the US that is not private, meaning if you send something, say a DNA sample, to a business, or anything that isn't just a card letter to a private entity, it is stopped. It's not being allowed in by the Customs and Excise of America now. Without levering huge charges and stuff. That came into force. So post office now are dreading Christmas, because if people, yes, if it's to a family, but say, for example, you want to send something to a company or return an item that you bought, say, through Amazon America, which I know some people do, because Amazon Spain won't send it here or other Amazons, you're no longer able to do it. That's an order of Trump now.
Yeah, explain to me why Amazon Spain won't deliver to Spain.
Well, Amazon Spain won't deliver to Canaries.
Yeah, but we're in Spain.
But, don't.
We're part of Spain.
What it gets me is, you know, in drop-down menu where they said check your country, they have Andorra, which is its own entity within Spain. Andorra's part of Spain, but it's a tax-free place. They have Christmas Island. They have even remote, tiny little islands, smaller than our archipelago. But we are not on our drop-down menu.
I know, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculo.
Ridiculiculous.
No, ridiculo.
Ridiculo, yes. Mickey, yeah. Mickey.
Okay, just so one of our...
Is he awake?
Yes, he is. Sort of.
Well, I thought he'd be...
Somebody that listens to us, and actually a woman I used to work with, sent in a photo. Sent me a photograph.
Is it Helen?
No, it isn't. It's somebody you won't know. Sent me a photograph.
You're not trying to make out you've got other friends.
Actually, I'm counting how many birthday wishes I get.
Oh, right, okay.
I suspended my birthday, because that was my mum's thing to do.
Yeah.
She goes, that idiot wished you. Swear.
Anyway.
Ignore. Yeah. Oh, how cool. That was in Finca Florida.
2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, 6 years ago. Look at Jez.
Yeah, yeah.
He just actually sent you a birthday message.
Who?
Jez.
Has he?
Happy birthday, yeah.
Oh, I saw about that earlier.
About an hour ago.
Yeah, we're up to 50, I think, now.
I know. Anyway, hello.
Anyway.
Hello, Tina. Hello, Alan. Hello, Chris.
Whoa, wait a minute. He just said 50 people have sent, but 47 of them are from you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. I keep
winning. Those are his replies.
Sorry, Robbie, carry on.
No, right. I forgot where I got to.
Everybody.
You were thanking everybody. Tina,
oh, yeah.
Or that.
What's his name? Wayne?
Wayne?
If he's listening. Probably not today.
You mean Wayne?
Yeah,
as the Spanish would call it.
Wayne, yeah.
Yeah, Wayne.
Right, a little bit on Rhodes, I'm afraid.
Cecil Rhodes?
Yeah. There's a name from the past. 5th, 6th and 7th of next month. Just so you know, it's the club I belong to, the Motels. It's our anniversary, and they're expecting about 1,000 bikes here coming from the other islands as well.
What, in Playa Blanca?
Yeah.
Around my house, is it?
I'll make sure we do that, yes.
Oh, thanks.
I'll make sure we come down and out. Yeah, so just telling you, there's going to be lots of congestion on main roundabouts. The police will be stopping traffic, etc., etc.
Will Wayne be in the group?
Possibly. Okay. So that. And on the question of roads, I've just been to
Gran Canaria. Gran Canaria.
Yes. And I'll tell you what.
Last week.
It makes you glad you live here. The roads and the traffic. I like driving, but it was absolutely horrendous. In particular, the.
Because you were in a Fiat 500.
Yeah, hybrid actually. Apart from taking 3 or 4 runs round the car park trying to get out of the airport, the 6-lane road from there to Las Palmas, bloody nightmare.
And the way that the speeds as well, and the controls, yeah. I don't know, when I was there at the beginning of the month, they gave me a Cupra Terramar, and they actually advise you when the cameras or the radars are coming up. The car will alert you to it. So when we were going through different areas and tunnels, because we cut right across through the island to go up to the north towards Guia, which my sister-in-law's family are from, Agaete Guia. And so you come out the airport and it's, as you said, 6 lanes, and you start with 80, 100, sometimes 120, then it drops down to 80, but in a short section. You really have to be on control of that because they really do love giving out fines. A bit like the tourists. Every time I see them overtaking me on the road in Timofey by the camels, and I go, di, 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 di. And today I saw one of the park trucks with 2 cameras set up as people were coming down from Mancha Blanca before they hit the entrance to Timofey. And if that was to come across, or say me or anybody else,
with the cameras in the back window.
No, in the front. So when you're coming down from Mancha Blanca direction, there's no camera on that straight. So if there was ever to come through, I would say, what authority does he have? He's not a Guardia Civil. He doesn't have authority. The cameras. He's not the one with the photos taking photographs. Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, I stayed in an interesting hotel, even though they're now offering me 50% off another stay, I won't be going.
Because you complained about your view.
I complained about everything.
Yes? What else?
Breakfast.
Silken.
It's because he's 80. He's got to be a grumpy old man.
No, but Silken's not that good.
No, it wasn't. €14 each.
He didn't talk to me, and I could have got him into the Cristina Tiguantan, the front line hotel where a lot of the patients used to stay.
Isn't that where Stu went?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good breakfast, isn't it?
Good all round.
Yep.
Well, okay. This was a good position opposite a beach. Unfortunately, you had to get across the 6-lane road to get to the beach. There you are.
Yeah, you're
anyway.
On port side. It's a very architecturally beautiful hotel, the Silken, and you've got the big shopping centre there as well by it. But you should be Cantera side. I mean, yeah. You were there, what, how many weeks? 4 weeks?
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
I mean, yes, the cost of it. I mean, it was odd. We know the outcome of that. But the thing being is that it was worth every penny.
Hmm.
Really was.
This wasn't at all. No. In fact, we ate out.
I mean, the times when I've gone over for a checkup, and it's a good excuse to stay overnight because of the location of this hotel. I mean, the car park downstairs is as narrow as anything.
Yeah. And it especially was the same price as what
you had a car park? Yeah. We didn't.
You take the lift and go straight up to your room.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to find a multi-story, which was €12 a night.
Well, even that, if you didn't use a car park, there were a multi-story just...
There's the one around the corner, 50 yards, and that, I think, was 10.
10, it was.
But to be honest, the convenience of having it, especially in Stu's case, to have it going from your hotel room down to a car park rather than anything. And it's an excellent... the breakfast as well, the variety. They've got live kitchen as well as other things.
Eggs are fresh, toast you make yourself. Mm.
No, this was.
And the rooms are very good.
Aircon went off at 1700 and didn't come back on till 0900.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
That's what I say. So if you pay that extra, even if
how much did you pay for the night?
What, 100 and
something? It was 160 for two nights, three nights.
You went on a Monday, two nights. Whoa. Yes, you got screwed.
Yes. But anyway.
A lot of money.
The shop, the reason I went there.
It is August as well.
I went for some motorcycle kit. Tremendous shop.
Has any of it arrived yet?
Not yet, no. It will be. Really good shop. A girl, woman in her 20s. Nothing too much. They're all really, really helpful.
Customer service, I must admit, in Gran Canaria is on another level to here.
Yeah.
So, you know, pros and cons, I'd always say the Las Canteras area for me, say if I was to retire out or live there, you've got University Hospital up the road, and then half an hour drive, you've got the incredible towns and countryside.
Yeah.
But when I came back, I took the back road motorway, going from Negrín Hospital that cuts through the island, and it took 17 minutes from Negrín to get there to the airport, whereas on the main motorway it can be there up to 1 hour, the coastal one.
And it's the taxis take the main one, don't they?
They do indeed. They're smart. But I do like the whole Mesa López, where the El Corte Inglés, they've all pedestrianised that area. There's some nice little boutique cafes and things. It's
that's
very
nice.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for something to appear from the CCTV of the shop on Facebook, because I had to try on a crash helmet and my head was sweaty. I was trying to dry it and the girl said, I've got something for you. And she brought back a...
It wasn't her knickers, was it?
Close. A baker's net, hair net thing, which I had to wear. Anyway, moving on from that. El
Golfo. You know that if you drop your crash helmet, you have to buy a new one, don't you?
If I drop this one, I don't want to buy it again, I'll tell you that.
If you drop your crash helmet, you need to buy a new one.
Yes.
You do. Sorry, just seen the best ad that's come up here from Sarah Shed for the animals. Now, the whole thing is that you've got to put a message there that, you know, if you want to buy it. And it's Mr. Power Up. It's a vibrating fanny pack, groin thing.
This is all going wrong.
To ideal to increase your sexual life. It's a massage erotic base to stimulate, an ideal for includes patches of massage. Size is universal.
Hang on, this is for an advert for.
For Sarah Animals.
But it's for women.
I'm not sure, because there's a hole on the front, so I think it's unisex. That's why it says it's universal.
Who's that?
I think it's universal.
Okay.
But nobody's commented yet. They've just said it's sold. So the whole rules are you've got to comment to buy. No private messages.
Mm.
So whoever bought that, yes. Maybe that's your 80th birthday present.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Wear that on your motorbike.
Anyway, El Golfo.
Should have put that on your mug.
How much are they going to spend?
Well, Noddy is going to spend €1 million.
It's out of his own pocket, is it?
Yeah, of course. Not on the hole in the road.
No.
But renewing pipelines, pavements, etc., etc. €1 million. On a place you can't get to on a road still.
Why isn't there a bus service to El Golfo?
Why isn't there a bus service to Playa Camarda, even though there's a bus station down there? A bus stop.
There is a bus stop, but I think it's more of a taxi rank sort of thing. Their Goiada as well, they've got a host there, but it's not a bus, it's supposed to be for taxis.
Yeah, but I wouldn't like to see a bus try and turn around.
No, definitely not. Mm. But one of those mini buses, even if it was a 15-seater, will be okay.
Right, I'm going to play some more music.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I dancing in the gym, you both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking.
day that I die.
That was Don McLean, American Pie.
Good film. I know, good, it's totally unrelated.
Good song. Yeah, totally unrelated. I think he's singing about the death of democracy. Well, it would be if he was singing it now.
Yeah. Yes, as I said, anybody who wishes to send anything to any business in America will no longer be a Correos can accept that. The rule came into effect on the 27th of August until further change.
That's from here to... Is it reciprocal?
I don't know, but at the moment, if you want to send something
borders,
to a business,
it?
It's border control in the States, nothing to do with us, in the States, is not accepting anything that is being sent to a business. So even if I wanted to send, I don't know, a faulty part back to Chevrolet, or if I wanted to send a book to a company in America, it won't be accepted.
I think it's to do with or supporting his idea of tariffs.
Correct. This is where it comes into effect.
Yeah. And most of the American population still don't understand that they pay the tariffs, not foreign countries.
Correct. But anyway, we will have to wait and see. I'll get in touch with MyHeritage, because if they're selling DNA samples, that cannot be sent. So I don't know how that's going to be done. Mm. So either they've got to give me a laboratory address or refund me the monies.
Michael.
Armas, the shipping company here and in the Mediterranean, which I really don't like. The boat is horrible. It's old. Anyway, the company in its entirety has been bought out by
Legless?
Yeah. A big shipping company, Baleria. They've bought the entire Armas fleet. 15 ships, I think. I just wonder what difference that's going to make. They say it will continue, our Armas, or the crossing.
I don't think it'll make any difference, no. Really.
Yeah, the prices will go up.
Prices will 100% go up. Look at Generali. I mean, Generali bought out Liberty and all of that.
Oh,
the prices have gone through the roof.
Yes, my insurance has.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I mean, it would be nice that the Armas that goes between here and Fuerteventura, 40, 45 years old. Time has pensioned off, isn't it, really?
It's had several refits already.
It has, but the engines still smoke like crazy, don't they?
Oh, yeah, it does.
They?
Yeah, the smell.
Yeah. Did we mention last week, I can't remember, about the two cruise ships that...
Yes.
We did.
They're coming in November.
Let's get this. They're boutique ships, okay? They're less than 500 passengers on them, which is what we can take.
Without,
the port is not big enough.
Without a pilot.
Correct.
So, they won't be able to moor inside where the ferries are.
That's where they're mooring.
Yeah, they'll moor in where
they're... It's too shallow.
No, it will. It's enough
not
to
for
take.
For boutique ships.
For a boutique ship is the right depth.
Okay.
But do remember, is the word on this? It's the same when people say to me they're a teacher and they've got a TELF certification. I've got a first aid certification, I'm not a doctor. So when we're using cruise ships, as we know, the sizes are different ships, Arrecife still have the exclusive contract on that. And our port here, which was the argument for many, many years, is that our port here, it does not have the depth or the mooring facilities to take that. So the question here is, if that boat comes in and moors on the inside and it's there for the day, how is Fred Olsen and Armas going to get in and out?
Mm.
I don't know.
Or are they going to moor out at sea as the Oriana did back in its day when it couldn't dock there and ferry them backwards and forwards?
Well, Noddy was mentioning the possibility of the ship staying for more than a day, 2 days in fact. So, don't know. There's not exactly a
it's
lot
not
of
spacious.
There's not a lot of shops, really, for cruise ship passengers to go and have a look at, like Arrecife, is there? Anyway.
Well, Arrecife now, the open mall seems to be the... Cause Pepe
yeah, but
Galero.
It's only 500 passengers. You're not looking at the same
no,
level.
Not
no.
at all. But the vision that Pepe Calero had with the Marina Calero was to do it. Remember when we did the OB in the food court? The potential was 100% there.
Mm.
But the thing is, if you don't market it properly, and it was too early in its day, because people were still going to Calle Real. Now, if he had set that up now with the open mall up the road, because I see so many tourists from the ships there, they're going in and buying things, and they're buying like carry-on bags to take back onto the ship. So, it's pretty much full now.
It was, yes, it was unfortunate the way that Arrecife Marina... it was fabulous. When we went, we did an OB from there, and it was a really nice, well laid out and everything. And I assumed that it would become the focal point for the daytime and the evening, and would take
over. There's no buses.
No,
How
no.
are people supposed to get there and back?
I appreciate that, but I thought at the time that it would become the new focal point rather than the where the lake is. What do you call it?
Charco San Ginés.
Charco. I thought the Charco would die, and the marina would become the focal point.
So Charco would die, and the other one to thrive.
Yeah, but it didn't.
It didn't, no.
Well, it's pretty much the opposite.
These boutique ships that he's stating are coming in, he says it'll generate money in Playa Blanca, blah, blah, blah. But surely these boutique ships are all inclusive.
No, but when they dock in the daytime, they come out and explore and spend, they'll buy drinks and stuff. They're not going to go back on ship for their lunch. Most of them don't. And also, then the buses will be taking them to Tim and Fire.
Oh, yeah, I understand that bit. Better
For the connection, absolutely. They would do very well on that. However, the only thing I can think they're doing is creating a pathway if they dock on the other side of the wall, of the seawall, and to create a sort of bridge down into the area. That's the only way I could see that working. So the Fred Olsen, I know I'm using logic, which is completely foreign here.
No, we talked about this ages ago. The fact that they probably wouldn't... Why did they build that wall?
Yeah, so like...
You know, it was supposed to be a docking area. Surely it should have been open both sides. But then I think that the just outside that wall would be still too shallow. So, I don't know.
Time will tell.
We shall see.
It's difficult. If I say it's a waste of money, I don't mean it in the true sense of it, but because it could be used, but I don't think it's being marketed efficiently, and I don't think it was finished off properly.
This is where the whole problem comes from. This is what it is. We're having to outsource and pay 2 point something million to a company in Tenerife to market Lanzarote. So I think that tells you everything about the state of everything. Basically, we have a massive Cabildo building. Back in the day, I'm sure many of us, if we've been there, it reminded me something like an ant colony or beehive, because there was so much activity on the different floors, up and down the lifts, people chatting and everything. You go in there now, and it's dead quiet and empty.
Yeah, but because they got used to working from home.
Yes, they've got used to working remotely, but I'm saying we have this massive building there, yes? We have all these resources, and clearly we don't have the qualified people, because people that are employed in these things have either never left the island, never left Spain, never studied outside, never experienced things. As I said, how could you build a footbridge to help people connect from one side of Arrecife to the other side, and then not have it viable for people in wheelchair and children in pushchairs?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And one of the things is we talked about, was it last week or the week before, they're going to build a new town hall. Is that something we talked about?
No, I haven't heard that.
Michael?
I think it was, yes.
Well, why don't they use half of the bloody Cabildo? Because it's unused. Well,
yeah.
But it seems to me that money is wasted.
749 to bring one artist over. And firework display on Monday that was nearly 18 minutes long. Imagine how much that cost.
And why are we still using fireworks when they can do drone displays?
And one for you, Stu.
Go on, Pat.
Spending money the San Ynez football club. The mayor has just spent $30,000 on an end of season gala dinner for them. Good luck. Did you go?
Sam didn't know.
Who's San Ynez?
No.
It's not Lanzarote, Ud Lanzarote, and it's not Ud Yaitza.
San Ynez is the inner, surely the inner part.
No,
Arrecife.
No, I mean the football.
You mean
team.
a subdivision
I don't know.
Or something? I don't know.
It's a new one to me, is that?
I've no idea.
I mean, not that I follow football, but I've never heard of them.
No. Unfortunate incident this week. Oh, I wonder what you're doing. Unfortunate incident. The Los Charcones area, you probably know it by the derelict hotel. There
so
are.
Unfortunately, a young man died there.
Yeah.
My
student,
Pablo.
They're beautiful pools, but you can really only go in them flat, calm, low tide. That's the only time. If you go in any other times, which he obviously did. Anyway, unfortunately,
30 years gone. Old. He was the top one of the trainers of Tisali basketball team. Lovely young lad, family, everything. Just complete shock. I've never seen so many people in the Plaza San Roque, and we've lost young people, but never that much. And they did a 1 minute silence of just bouncing the basketball in his honor. A lot of the members that he used to train and the team. And in his honour, they've got the 5th and 6th of September special basketball match in his honour. Yep, Pablo, 30 years old.
27th of September, TS Golf Club. Huge gastronomic event. There are 19 restaurants.
If you eat any more of that cake, you'll be gastronomically in...
19 restaurants taking part in it. So you'd obviously have to pay a little bit and sample, but there's some really strange.
Where is that? At the Costa Giza or TS Golf
TS.
Course?
TS.
Oh, interesting.
The TS one, yeah. I mean, rabbit trout. What on earth is that?
Probably opened the mouth of a rabbit and shoved a fish in it and then baked
yes.
it.
Yes. Oh, but I mean, there's an amazing. They're trying to showcase probably quite old dishes.
I don't think we get trout in our waters here.
No. No.
Trucha. You're using Google Translate.
I am.
Right, so it's not trout with rabbit, it's trucha, which is a kind. Sorry. Trucha can mean fish or it can mean something that is sweet.
Okay.
Trucha. Okay. Oh, dear, dear, dear. That's why I always said don't rely on Google, because some
know.
Of the things that come up is quite funny.
I mean, it's amazing stuff. A crispy roll of teriyaki glazed ribs with pickled celery. It's some amazing. I've never heard of any of this stuff. Anyway,
there's a lot of pairings and a lot of combinations.
Yeah, a hell of a lot. Anyway.
I did one of those viral dishes just to try it. They use rice paper sheets. So they did an egg wash, laid three down, and I just used the Nutribullet with loads of pecans, walnuts, pistachios, the different nuts that I had, put a little bit of cardamom powder, some brown sugar, rolled it in there, turned it into a spiral like a snail thing, baked it in the oven, and I had crispy baklava.
Mm.
So yeah, there's a lot of things. I'm using a lot of rice paper lately.
With rice?
No. Rice paper. No, I have done that. Grate zucchini, drain off the excess liquid, a packet of grated carrots that they sell, and some grated cabbage. Stir fry that with a tablespoon of oyster sauce. And then you just fill it as you would spring rolls. And then just stick it in the air fryer.
Hmm. I've just seen Volvo, actually.
As I got one for free last Friday because I inadvertently stole it.
Volvo, the car company, are sponsoring this because it's also a Golf Cup event sponsored by them, the Volvo Golf Cup. Anyway, there you are.
Yeah, and that's everybody it. Needs to check out the new Land Cruisers that are coming out next year and the Mini Land Cruisers.
Mm.
Very good.
What, Toyota?
Yes. At the end of the day, most of the cars here in the Campo are 40-year-old Toyotas. The whatever paint they use, whatever they're using, they don't have as much rust issues or discoloration that other vehicles have. Their service here is top to none. Mm. So yeah, very good price that they offer at the moment. Mm.
There you go.
Yeah, no electric for this one.
No. I've had a car week this week, mine, and helping other neighbours as well. Mine, I'm in a bit of a dispute with...
Your car's arguing with you.
Yeah. A download came up for my ID3, and it was corrupt, and it stopped things working on my car. And it's a known fact from VW. Anyway... I took the car in and they want to charge me £250 to remove and replace.
Yep, that's typical. YouTube it.
Yeah, well, I've...
YouTube it, yeah. And do that. As I said, when a new battery went in, it resets the factory settings, which means you can't shut the windows properly into the roof.
Yeah.
So they wanted 140 and a couple of days, and I YouTubed it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yep. YouTube it or ChatGPT.
Ah, yes.
Mm. Well, you saw it. It gave your friend a wedding dress.
Yeah. Mm. Indeed.
Bueno, empezaba música. Significa que la hora ya ha pasado. Yendo volando como siempre. Bueno, como decía el productor, nos vemos dentro de un mes porque él tiene que descansar. Sí.
Yeah. Yes, as Nori has just said, the music is upon us. And we're going to take a break for a month.
Yeah. Yeah, rest of Spain closes in August. We shut down in September.
Yeah. Absolutely. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the mix.
Happy birthday, Mick.
Thank you.
LanzarotteMix.net and LanzarotteMix.com, locally to Playa Blanca on 107.6 FM. It's Michael's 80th birthday. You probably worked it out. I think enough people have shouted it. What they haven't said is he's tried to poison us with week old cake that he brought here. Anyway, it's gone in the bin.
Yeah, if his whole plan is if he's miserable, we've got to be miserable with him. Yep, there you go.
Did you see the cake, Nuri?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I've got a picture of it.
Yeah, okay. We've got a picture.
Okay. Of what?
Of the cake.
Oh, yeah.
Your godson arranged.
Yeah.
Anyway, what? Quickly, what you got planned for the weekend?
Not a lot.
Sorting out the room and getting it all powered up because the paint is coming on Monday.
Oh, right.
So, yeah.
Nothing.
Tonight, thanks to Nuria, I'm in the jungle eating, and then Sunday...
No, thanks to Ange at the jungle.
Ange at the jungle, yeah. Yes, thank you. And then Sunday, out with the bike.
All right,
well.
Stu?
No.
Looking after Georgie.
Family, yeah.
And I think I shall spend most of the weekend sleeping.
Yay!
So there you go. Yeah. And round about now, we normally say...
That is us. Hasta pronto.